right, guys, we have another special guest on the line. Today we are talking to one of the members of the band Western Avenue. Now, the band actually consists of three people, and that's, and forgive me if I mess up any of the names, but it should be Nikki English, Keith Robertson, and Matt Williams. Now, today we are talking to Matt. So, Matt, I would like to welcome you to the After Hours show.
Hey, thanks so much for having us on.
Yeah, no problem. And I'm actually really excited to talk to you because I'm a big country music fan, and a lot of our listeners are kind of split. We have a wide range of listeners, and you know, a lot of them do like country, and I really do appreciate the fact that our listeners are really cool because some of them really like rap and hip hop, but they actually give country music a chance, which I think is rare. I may be wrong, but it seems rare to me. What I want to do is now, you are just one member of three. The band we're talking about is Western Avenue. Now, you actually have a very interesting history. And when I was learning about this and learning about you, I thought it was really interesting that you've been playing music since I think you were six.
That is correct. Yeah, I actually I started out playing piano when I was 6 years old. And there was always, like growing up, there was always music around my house. My mom used to sing in a choir. And my dad used to, crank the Bee Gees and some really great Canadian bands as well.
Yeah.
So there was always stuff going on. Yeah. So I decided when I was 6 years old, I wanted to get involved in music and started playing piano. And I think that lasted for about a year. And just kind of got fed up with the whole theory thing and just kind of put it on hold for a few years until I was 10 years old. And then had a life-changing moment, and the rest is history.
And I actually do want to talk about that life-changing moment because that is also something that's really cool. Now, I'm sure a lot of our listeners have gone to concerts and have had a similar type moment, but who was the artist? And this is kind of like a double question right here. Who is the artist that influenced you and kind of changed your life in a sense?
That was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And I can still remember the day, which is crazy because it was basically 20 years ago now. I remember going up to Maple Leaf Gardens where that's where the Toronto Maple Leafs hockey team used to play up here in Toronto, Canada. And I was 10 years old and this kid with, you know, huge wide eyes going into this concert. And I remember everything about it, like the going through security. And I remember the security guards joking around with me, asking if I was hiding a six pack of beer underneath my shirt, which was pretty funny. So we were all laughing about that.
Yeah.
And the exact moment I actually remember, so there was an opening band. I don't remember the opening band, but as soon as the lights went down for Tom Petty to come on, it just, and the crowd kind of, you know, got to its feet. And I just remember getting shivers and remembering, wow, this moment is going to change my life. And since that moment, I 2 weeks after that show, I basically begged my parents to buy me a guitar and took lessons, and the rest is really history. It's been a long road, but it's been a fun road.
Yeah, you guys have had a busy year, and you've been around for longer than that, but this year in particular seems where it's really picked up for you guys, which is good. And you know, one of your hit singles that you had come on the radio was I actually listened to it, and it is one of the songs I really like. There's, you know, a lot of country music I listen to, but there are songs I like more than others. And your song, Highway Heading Out of Town, is one of the ones I really do like. And we have a couple that we're going to play, but the one we're going to play directly after this interview is that song, Highway Heading Out of Town. Was that your first hit song on the radios?
Yes, it was. That song kind of came together. Funny enough, we were, just to backtrack a little bit, we were a cover band for essentially 4 or 5 years. And last March, so March of 2012, the three of us sat down and we had written some songs before, and we were basically looking around at some of the bands that were really making a go of it and thinking, wow, you know, we could really try and give these guys a run for their money. So
So
we sat down and we decided to go in and record Highway Heading Out of Town. That was our first song that we went into the studio and record, and got picked up by Canadian Country Radio in July of last year, and the rest it just kind of spread like wildfire, which was which is pretty amazing. And the song itself, it's kind of ironic because it's about following your dreams and, you know, just taking those baby steps to make things happen for yourself.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we were doing. And it's been quite the ride.
Yeah, that's one of the cool things about country music. And I think that's probably one of the things that got me into country music in the first place was the fact that every song tells a story. And it's not, I mean, you know, you have the argument from other people, and I'm not trying to put down any other type of music. But I can't listen to rock music or, you know, rap, hip hop or anything and get the same story I do out of country music. And maybe that's just because country music's my favorite type of music, but the stories always stand out to me. And is that, you know, is that one thing you like about it and maybe part of the reason you started doing that?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, definitely. Country music, you have those storytelling lyrics that, you know, you can basically write about whatever you want. Where I find the rock genre, and I'm a huge fan of all types of music, but in particular, I find the rock genre is really kind of limited to what you can kind of do. So, you're constantly singing about sex, drugs, and rock and roll kind of things. So.
Yeah, and I've noticed that even with rock and roll, some people do have the same kind of lyrics that country does, but it doesn't come off the same. It doesn't play the same. Because like you said, you could be singing the same song that you have, Highway Heading Out of Town, but when you turn it into a rock song, it sounds like the songs that are about sex, drugs, and money. So
exactly, yeah, that's so true. And it's one thing that we've really gravitated to. We haven't always been big country fans, but I think even my initial roots of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, you look at a lot of Tom Petty's, you know, earlier albums, and, you know, he has that Southern accent and really great storytelling lyrics. So I think that was ingrained in me at a young age, and just followed through and eventually fell in love with country music and haven't looked back.
That's kind of funny that you mentioned that you weren't always, like, country music wasn't where you started, but that's where you ended up. That's kind of an interesting side note. Now, your other members in the group, I assume that you guys consider yourself like a family, so there's no like leaders of the group or whatever, but we're talking about Keith Robertson and Nikki English, who are the other members of Western Avenue. What was it like coming together and starting the band? Because I don't know if you had known each other for a long time before you actually started to focus on your music careers, or if this was kind of something that happened and you guys clicked all at once.
Exactly what you just mentioned. It just kind of happened, and it was crazy. Myself and Keith, just to, you know, go back a little bit, we used to teach guitar lessons together at a guitar shop up here in Ontario, Canada. And Keith would teach the advanced players, and I was brought in to, you know, teach the basic kids, you know, basic guitar riffs and stuff like that. So we always kind of knew each other, and we didn't really get a chance to jam at all. Mm-hmm. And then one of my friends, he was in a really good band, and they were coming through town and needed somebody to open up for them. And he had called me, and I was like, you know what, this may be a good opportunity to give Keith a shout and see what he's doing, if he wants to come out and jam. And so we got together, and I think we did six songs just at a little club here in Cobourg, Ontario, Canada. And the chemistry there was pretty awesome to begin with. And then, so fast forward a little bit after that, Keith was hired out to back up an amazing Canadian country artist, Tara Lynn Hart, and toured with her. And Tara was giving Nikki vocal lessons at the time. And it's all going to tie together here.
Yeah, I can see where it's going.
Yeah. And Nikki came down and was taking lessons, and she needed a band because she had just booked a show for a theater up in Peterborough. And so she was asking Tara, and Tara's like, well, give Keith a call. And so Nikki called Keith, and then Keith in turn called me. And we got together in a green room at Tara Lynn Hart's studio and just jammed. And I think we jammed five songs that first day.
Oh, wow.
And it just, as soon as we started singing together, it was something, we all got shivers. Like, it was, there was something about the way our voices connected with each other. Like, a lot of bands do three-part harmony. It sounds great, but it almost sounded like one voice. If that makes sense. It was pretty magical. And then we just decided to keep going after that. And funny enough, the show that Nikki got booked for, it actually got canceled because the club shut down. But we started, we persisted and started playing, you know, little bar gigs around, and just grew from there.
Now, I want to ask this. When you were first on stage for the first show ever, were you nervous or were you more excited because you just, and that's where you felt comfortable, natural.
I think, it's been weird. I remember shortly after that show, there was like a, I think I was in grade 6 at the time.
Oh, okay, so
like
you were
that.
Young.
So it was like super young.
Yeah, but, so sometimes when you're that young, you don't get nervous because you don't know better.
That's right. But I remember it was probably a few months after that, there was like a lip syncing contest that the school had put on. And that was really my first time on stage. And I just remember feeling so comfortable just being on stage. And even to this day, that's the one spot where, for myself in particular, it really feels like home. And it's really natural. It's a natural spot for me. And I'm pretty happy that I get to share that with people.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great, because sometimes people just get really scared. And I always like asking that because everyone handles it differently. Now, obviously, if you weren't nervous, then there was nothing really to handle. But you know what? You know, you've probably performed a lot of shows throughout your career and even up to this point. What was one of the funniest things that's happened to you on stage, whether it's something you saw in the audience, something that happened to you directly, or just a funny moment with the band?
Yeah, there's been a couple. One in particular, it was I'll do my one of the funniest ones first.
Okay.
We were playing a little pub up in Peterborough when we first started out. And there was nobody in the bar at all. We were just playing to the bartender. It was probably like 1 in the morning. And this couple came in and they started like, I think we were playing Eye of the Tiger by Survivor or something like that. And I just happened to look up on the TV above the bar, and there was a boxing match going on.
Oh.
And just everything that we were playing was right in sync with the boxing match going on. And this one couple was dancing and they're falling all over each other. And it was pretty, I remember looking back at our drummer at the time, one of my good buddies, Noel Savage, and we just started laughing our heads off because we're like, "Wow, is this happening right now?"
That's awesome.
So that was, it was kind of random and amazing. And then one of my most embarrassing moments, I was playing a theater show, and it was actually with a rock group that I was with at the time, and my parents, they had taken a bus up to this place that we were playing to see us play, and some of my close friends were there. And this one girl had way too much to drink and basically came up on stage and started licking me from my toe all the way up my leg, like my hands, my guitar. And I'm just like, I was just laughing my head off because I'm looking out and my parents are sitting in the front row.
Oh,
I was
there,
like,
you go.
Oh, this is so awkward right now. But so that was pretty funny too.
That's a good one, because I just picture in her mind she's thinking she's all sexy, and then really she's just kind of sloppy on stage and just,
oh, exactly,
awkward. Yeah. Those are both good ones. I like that. I've noticed that sometimes every now and then when, you know, you're at a bar or something and they never have the volume on the TVs because it'd be pointless, but every now and then the music will match up with what's going on, whether it's sports or something, and that is a funny moment. But if you're trying to play, I can see how that would be distracting too.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, for sure. But it was just, it was ironic because we were playing, you know,
Eye
the song
Tiger.
That was in Rocky, and there was a boxing match going on. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, that is pretty good. And now my next question is, what is a moment on stage that you were like, yes, this is it. This is why I do this.
Oh, man. That was probably rewind to this year. Obviously, like, I think through every single show that we do, you can always pick out one moment, like, uh-huh, even looking back at shows, because they all kind of blend into to each other, but you still try to pick out the one moment in a show where you try to burn in your memory and remember it.
Yeah.
That one memory for me was on February 1st, 2013, of this year, and that was our big CD release party. And we got to play Victoria Hall, which is it's an iconic building up here in Canada. And we basically, like, we sold it out within 3 days, which was unbelievable. We were pretty fired up for it. And just being on stage, and as soon as I put my guitar down at the end of the show and just walking to the front of the stage, and we all did our big band bow, and just looking out and seeing, you know, lots of family and friends and, you know, some of our biggest fans that have been following us, you know, through all the hard times and the good times.
Yeah.
It just, I think it choked all three of us up, and we were just kind of, you know, we kind of shared a moment there on stage. We were like, holy cow, we're actually doing this now. And that was a really special moment for myself.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I hear that from a lot of people that, you know, no matter whatever you're going through, the moment you have that reaction from the fans, it kind of just refuels you and keeps you going. So that is a cool moment. Now, guys, we were talking to one of the members of Western Avenue. We're talking to Matt Williams. There's other members of the band, Nikki English, Keith Robertson. They have a song we're going to be playing after this interview called Highway Heading Out of Town. It's a good song. I like it. I think all of our listeners will like it. Now, Matt, you guys just released an EP towards the beginning of the year, and there's a couple other songs on there. Now, where is the best place for people to go to follow you, to see your shows, and to hear some of this music?
Definitely, yeah. People can go to westernavenue.ca, and from there we have links to all of our social media pages. So that's probably the easiest way. And you can also find us on iTunes and Amazon.com in the States, where you can purchase our music and let us know what you think too. We're always looking for feedback and ways to improve, and we hope people really like the song.
Yep. Yeah. And what we'll do is we'll also have you linked on our website. I know you are right now, but when it interviews or sorry, when we air the interview, we'll repost it on our fan page and everything so people can click it and then go to you and then see everything else from there. So that'll be good. Guys, we're talking to Western Avenue, more specifically Matt Williams from Western Avenue. Now, before we go, Matt, what I want to ask you is something that I like asking because it's good to get a range of opinions about this. We have a bunch of musicians and upcoming artists that listen to the show, and it ranges from everything, like I said, from hip hop to acoustic to country to just rock, punk rock, whatever. But what is your biggest advice to them in succeeding in doing what they love for a living? And it's tough, and they understand that, but it's always interesting to hear from you guys any tips you have.
Yeah, the one thing that's really helped me is learn the business side of the music industry. There's lots of books out there. One in particular, Everything You Need to Know About the Music Business. And I highly suggest artists to figure that out because without the business side of things, you're kind of just floating through things and hoping that something's going to happen. Where if you know those little points along the way, you can really stand out from the crowd. And treat yourself like a business and let me know how it goes too. Add me on Facebook and I'm always willing to give tips to artists that are just starting out too, because this has been hasn't been an easy road for all of us, and the more we can help each other as artists, the better.
That's very cool. Actually, what I'll do is I'll find you on Twitter and I'll go to your website and I'll add you more specifically, so then I can share it with everyone else, some of the artists, because I know there's a couple out there that would definitely take you up on that, just kind of picking your brain at stuff like that. So that's good, and that's a good tip. And guys, we are talking to Western Avenue, Matt Williams, more specifically. Is there any closing thoughts you have before we get out of here?
We're just so thankful and grateful for the opportunity to be playing music almost full time now. And just the way people have, really latched on to these songs that we've put out has been mind blowing, to say the least. So, So we're so thankful for the listeners, and we can't wait to hopefully get down and see you guys sometime soon.
Awesome. We are going to end this interview and let you hear the song we've been talking about this whole time, Highway Heading Out of Town. Matt, we want to thank you for joining us on the After Hours show.
Thanks so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Some people fall in.